chill patio lantern on Quinny's Best Variety, Mix 97. Our winner this morning with McDonald's, Mix 97.
John McGinnis.
Way to go, Johnny.
Still to come, to beat the box office song.
Stitches by Shawn Mendes. When you hear it, you win a pair of tickets for Shawn Mendes concert September, Rogers Center in Toronto. Jack Miller has lined up a guest for the show this morning. Thank you, Jack, for doing this.
Always a pleasure to make a contribution.
You can go ahead and introduce our guest.
Our guest this morning, the captain of the Belleville Senators. Please welcome Eric Bergdorfer.
How you doing, Eric?
Eric is getting out of his car or getting into his car.
Are you at Tim Hortons or something?
just getting to the rink here.
We're losing you on your cell phone.
Yeah.
Now, normally the rink has pretty good reception.
I know. We can't hear him now.
You gone, Eric?
Yeah, we lost him.
Yeah, we lost him. That was the shortest interview ever. All right.
Intro
thanks
and extra.
Good work, Jack.
Thank you very much.
See who you can book for us tomorrow.
You want a shorter one than that? Eric, are you with us or?
No. It's kind of like the bobbleheads. They were supposed to arrive and then they didn't. So it's kind of like Eric showed up and then he's departed.
He hasn't so much, but obviously we caught him at a bad spot. So
yeah.
I will get you back.
What cell phone service is he with? Bell or?
Way to go, Jack. Probably, shortest interview on the planet.
States. Okay.
Jack's going to go back on the hotline. Okay, here we go.
Is this another number or no?
No, this is the same one, but obviously we lost.
Let's see if we get Eric, the captain of the Bulls, of the Senzrath.
And Jack has the correct spelling of his name in his cell phone. Very good.
Aaron, right?
You had to Google it, too.
See if we can get him. There we go. Thank God for the extended version of Drake's In My Feelings.
Hello?
Eric.
Hey, how we doing?
Not bad. You hang up on us again.
That's it. We're never calling back.
You're not getting anything for Christmas from us, okay? We're not going to give you one of the Mix 97 hats.
There will be no bobblehead dolls.
No bobblehead dolls at all.
Yeah, what happened with the bobblehead dolls?
Great question. You know, I'm still looking for one.
You owe us something, man, because on Monday morning we had 19,000 phone calls to the show from upset fans. They didn't get their Eric bobblehead.
Well, you know what? That's not my department. I'm in the on-ice department.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody else handles the complaints. He takes the order. Yeah. Someone else handles the complaints.
You're a pretty modest guy, and when they came out with the bobblehead thing and they'd been promoting it for probably about 6 weeks, I was wondering what you thought about it, because you're not in people's face that way. You're a modest sort of a person. What did you think about it?
Yeah, you know what? It's definitely a pretty cool thing to have a bobblehead, so I would agree with you. It's not something I was looking for, but you know, looking back on it now, it's pretty cool. It'll be something to show the kids one day and show them how I looked when I actually had some hair left. So,
Eric, we want to get this in. Nice job yesterday by you and the organization and your teammates. You're at Belleville General Hospital, and you had a chance to visit the sick and also at Trent Memorial Hospital. Well done. That's that grassroots community stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, you know, those are the kind of appearances that the players really enjoy doing, getting out there and then visiting with people. And if we can bring a little joy and a couple smiles, then it's definitely a great time for us to get there. And, you know, we're happy that the hospital's reached out and we're lucky enough to be there.
And in 11 days, you're going to turn the big 3-0.
That's correct, yes.
6 days, or we're five minutes of 6 days? Yeah, on the 11th. Yeah. You're going to be 30.
So Miller was telling us Monday in the studio about your weekend, and people think professional athletes live the life of Riley, where it's all good. However, this past weekend you were called up by the Ottawa Senators, but you did miss any games with the Sens here in Belleville. But I'd like you to tell Mix Nation what you went through in about 24 hours. So where do you want to pick it up, Jack?
Well, pick it up on Friday morning because it was after the morning meeting when the Senators were getting ready to play Friday night.
So it's Friday morning. Take it from there, Eric.
all right, well, Friday morning I came in and had a morning skate, and we were preparing to play Friday evening in Belleville. When I got off the ice, they informed me that I was going to be going up to Ottawa, and that, you know, the car would come later that afternoon, and I'd go up to Ottawa Friday evening and then prepare for Saturday afternoon game. So I headed back to my place and packed a bag and was waiting for the car service to call to head up there. And I got a call from our head coach, Troy Mann, here in Belleville, and told me that they were going to have me play tonight in Belleville and then join the team up in Ottawa after the game, which was fine. So I said, no problem. And went about my routine and played the game Friday night. And then after the game, I hopped in a car and headed up to Ottawa and got in a little after 2, and then went into the rink in Ottawa there in the morning and prepared for a 1 o'clock game and actually suited up and took warm-ups and threw the Ottawa Senators jersey on. And then shortly after that, hopped right back in a car and buzzed down here and pulled into the rink a little bit after 4 and started to get ready for our game at 7.
At the CAA arena. I was pulling into the parking lot at about 4 o'clock, and as I'm getting out of my car, Eric's getting into a car with some food in his hand, and he actually beat me to the rink, and I was there 3 hours in advance. I couldn't believe how fast a turnaround
it was.
It's
a wonder he even knew which direction to skate in.
Yeah, it was a lot of adrenaline that night. I wasn't very well rested. So.
Yeah. Hey, next time you are up with the Big Sens, can you get us a Matt Duchene hockey stick, and I'll give you $10 when I see you next.
I'll talk to Matt and I see what I can do.
All right. Thanks for this, Eric. Good luck this weekend. Got a big game here.
We've got 3 games this weekend. 3-3 for the first time. You're not used to that, are you?
Well, I'm used to it. I don't think some of the younger players on the team are. The league has been going away from it, but I had the privilege of playing 16 of them one season in Hershey, I'm very used to them.
Thanks for this, brother. Good luck this weekend. Tickets still available for the Belleville Sens.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Eric.
Take care.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Bye.